This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, one of today's headlines kind of made me laugh, even though it is no laughing matter, where they say 52% of Americans are experiencing anxiety or significant stress over the election. I guess the reason why I laughed is I was like, only 52%? I would have said 95. Even people that don't even want to vote are anxious. But, well, let's just see what the study says, and we'll talk about it. All right, they say Americans are feeling pummeled, just as Donald and Hillary are. The 24/7 coverage of the presidential election has caused stress for more than half of American adults, regardless of party affiliation, according to the American Psychological Association. We're seeing that it doesn't matter whether you're registered as a Democrat or Republican. U.S. adults say they are experiencing significant stress from the current election. Election stress becomes exacerbated by arguments, stories, images, and video on social media that could heighten concern and frustration, particularly with thousands of comments that could range from factual to hostile or even inflammatory, she said in Associated News release. So, they say you can minimize your discomfort by closing your eyes and covering your ears, I guess. But they say you can minimize your discomfort, however, by reducing your media exposure and avoiding political discussions. We're going to talk about this too. It's overall 52% of Americans age 18 or older said the election is a somewhat or very significant source of stress. That included 55% who aligned with Democrats and 59% with Republicans. Because some people say, well, you know, you could be upset because you're losing or because your candidate may be going to jail. It looks like it's split. The survey also found that 38% of respondents said political and cultural discussions on social media causes them stress. More than half who use social media said the election is a very or somewhat significant source of stress, compared with 45% of those who do not use social media. They say men and women are equally likely to feel stressed by the Trump-Clinton battle, but there were differences between generations. They say only 45% of the Generation Xers, so Generation Xers, oh, that's me. Oh, I was always wondering, what generation was I? Okay, I'm a Generation Xer. Oh, the Generation X. Okay, these were born 1965 to 1980. So me born in the 70s, yeah, I grew up in the 80s, but that's okay, so I'm Generation X. We reported election stress while nearly 6 out of 10 matures did so. So, according to the online survey, matures were born pre-1946. So it looks like 60% of older individuals were more stressed. In addition, they said 56% of millennials and half of baby boomers said the election is a very or somewhat significant source of stress. So here are some tips from the American Psychological Association. Or is it the American, Psychological Association. Good. One, turn off the news feed or take a digital break. Read just enough to stay informed. Take time for yourself. Go for a walk. Do things you enjoy. Spend time with family and friends. Avoid discussing the election if there is a risk. It may escalate the conflict. Be aware of how often you discuss the election with family, friends, and coworkers. They say worrying about the election outcome is not productive. Instead, take action on issues that concern you. For example, volunteer in your community, join a local group, or advocate for an issue you care about. And finally, vote. They said that should help you feel that you're taking a proactive step. So, wow. All right, there's a lot to talk about here. Okay. First, this election, I think, to me, is one of the most worrisome. We thought the Obama election would be because of what he would do to health care. But it happened. And we saw what had happened, and we can't change the past. But we saw what happens when somebody like Obama is in power. And so it concerns a lot of us, for those of us that did not like the last 8 years. For those of you that did like the last 8 years, that said, you know what? Things are better. I'm good. I don't think I want this messed up. You're going to be very anxious about what happens. So, and, you know, especially with the Supreme Court now, in its vulnerability of being one side versus the other, and whoever gets elected is going to be nominating a pretty good amount of judges, depending on who's retiring soon, especially one to break the, to be the ninth judge. So it's obviously, I mean, I don't have to go into all the reasons with ISIS and the terrorism and our economy. I mean, obviously it's very, very concerning. So what I always tell my patients, what, you know, if they're nervous that Trump is going to win or Hillary's going to win, and I think many of us could decide, no one's going to be happy either way, okay? I mean, we are looking at, you know, two cases of, you know, gosh, who do we vote for? Okay. So what I say is, look, okay, I don't want you to think the world is going to end in November. No, you know, depending on who wins. Okay, I know everybody says, oh, if Trump wins, I'm going to leave the country. Or if Hillary wins, I'm going to leave the country. Okay, realistically, what are your plans for January and February? What are your plans? Well, your plans are to go to work. Your plans are to pay your bills. Maybe if you're worried about the economy, maybe you want to look at gold. Maybe you want to look at, you know, your current investments. Make sure you have some liquid, you know, and you aren't all tied up in assets that you can't sell if the economy does go to hell. You know, either president, I'm expecting the economy to tank beyond their policies. I'm less worried if Trump's at the helm than I am with Hillary, but we already know the economy's going to tank. We got, you know, and as I've said this many, many times, we got robots and computers taking over many people's jobs. We have commercial real estate being glutted, and too many people are not going to stores. They're just buying online, so a lot of stores are having to close down, and then, you know, minimum wage going up, and there's real estate gluts where a lot of baby boomers are moving out of their houses, and a lot of the millennials are not buying houses. So we are looking at an economic crisis as it is. So whoever is in office. So, you know, what we need to do is we need to mentally prepare. Now, when we come back, you know, why the fights in the family? Why the stress? Why are we seeing relationships break apart? Don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So probably over the last month, I have gotten so many emails that I really don't, you know, read to you on air because I like to kind of bring up the emails based on certain topics that I want to talk about. But like one here, I can't sleep. How do you? And so I'm like, all right, well, I can't sleep. You know, work, stress, no, the election. Xanax prescriptions going up. You know, somebody had actually asked about therapy. You know, what do we have therapy? This was a very interesting one. I can't pull it up. I'm having some major issues with my computer. Gosh, let me remember this one. The way she would it is are there after the election groups like how do therapists basically what she was saying, and I apologize for stumbling on this, okay, what she was trying to say is she has a therapist and the therapist really helps her with relationship stuff, etc., but her therapist is Democrat and she personally is conservative. So if Hillary wins and she's really depressed, she doesn't feel like her therapist is the one she could go to. So are there support groups? Are there, and you know, it's very interesting when you see psychologically what people are trying to do to either cope or to work with. You know, they, like for example, there's one article talking about half the country is stressed and the American Psychological Association says, don't talk about it. Don't, you know, talk to family. Don't get into arguments or fights. I don't think that's what people want. I think people want to talk about it. I think when people are so angry, when they see something on air, they hit that phone or they hit that Facebook login or that Twitter login and they want to air out their concerns. And so, I, you know, on one end, seeing the passion around this election and you know, it's kind of heartwarming in terms of, you know, look how lucky we are to be able to vocalize. I mean, on one end, I think we're being very, very disrespectful. You know, unfortunately, I think we felt that. But if we try to play be devil's advocate and look at the silver lining, you know, for us to be able to be this passionate and to be this vocal and to go online and to be able to air our concerns on immigration, on behaviors with women, on sexual assault, on Obamacare, on email acid washing, and that kind of, I mean, for us to be able to sit there and air our opinions, we are very, very lucky individuals. And so preserving the right to have our vote and our democracy is a good thing. So, I mean, I'm glad this election is a passionate one. What I don't like about this election as a medical provider is how much is riding on it. Okay, there's a big difference between sports and elections. A lot rides on a sports game. When Dallas wins, oh, that's awesome. When Dallas wins, it is great. And if Dallas can make the playoffs, if Dallas can make the Super Bowl, I'm going to be a happy girl. But if they don't, even if they lose, okay, I'm maybe sad during the game. Maybe I'm sad when I have to go to work the next day and eat some crow. But I'm not, it's really not going to affect my life. The problem with an election like this, especially with the Supreme Court being in the wings and with, you know, many people afraid they're going to lose their jobs to more immigrants and people worried that they're going to lose their lives to terrorists shooting them up at a Christmas party, is this election will affect our lives. It's going to affect our minimum wage. It's going to affect if we're going to get a job. It's going to affect our safety. It could possibly affect our right to own a gun. So you're not going to get rid of the anxiety. So, and you're not going to, the one thing I have to disagree with the American Psychological Association, and I love them, I'm a huge fan, is to, you know, to avoid discussing. They say avoid discussing if there's a risk where it may escalate the conflict. They're right about that. Okay, and they're also right that if you're too stressed, you need to turn it off. But what I don't want is I had a patient when Bush was running against Gore, and Bush won, and he was in my office so depressed. He's like, I cannot get Gore lost, I can't get over it. And I don't want any of us being that way if Hillary wins or if Trump wins. And, you know, obviously this man's life wasn't over for, you know, with Bush, but he felt that a lot of what he believed in wasn't going to now happen because there was a Republican president. So there's going to be a lot of anxiety. There's going to be a lot of depression. And it was very interesting that one email, how are we prepared for it? I mean, are doctors going to be doing extended hours? Are they? No. Many of us look at election day, so it's election day. They get elected, but, you know, Obama's still going to be president until January. That doesn't, January 20th is when inauguration is. So there's really not a, an immediate, disastrous, many of you are worried. You're like Trump says he's going to repeal Obamacare. Okay, well, you know, repealing Obamacare won't cause you an immediate, crush of your current insurance. I mean, it may actually help you get a full-time job. But let's not go there with that. So, you know, why do people want to talk about it? Why do people want to fight? Well, because when something happens that they're mad about, they want to be heard. And, you know, you don't get the satisfaction talking to people that agree with you. You know, many people go to rallies and we're like, yeah. There's something more satisfying. One of the most satisfying things out there, besides sex, is you have somebody that doesn't agree with you, and by the time you're done, you convince them. When you convince somebody that your argument is correct, it's so euphoric. And people look for that. They don't like the idea that what they think and that they're right, you know, their right is wrong in other people's eyes. What's very frustrating psychologically about any election is here you are thinking we need to be able to own a gun. We have to protect ourselves from bad guys. You know, I want to protect my family. You know, in the olden days, I had weapons. We had weapons, and anybody came to the house, they'd get shot. You don't go near my family. You go near my family, I'll kill you. That's how it was in the olden days. And now, no. We need to, you know, and so, you know, people worry that they'll lose their gun. That's not, you know. People concerned that, we have people plotting, you know, on our own soil and sitting there planning the Boston Marathon bombing or planning the San Bernardino shooting. There are people there plotting and planning, and we're letting people come on in without appropriate vetting, without, securing our borders. You know, we're having illegals, you know, take our jobs. And you know, it's a big concern for a lot of us. It's a big concern that, we think there's something wrong with that, and there's other people thinking we're the ones that are wrong. You know, I, what was very simple when we were kids is if the sky was blue, the whole class agreed. Okay, so like, good, yeah, I think the sky is blue, so I'm right. You all think the sky is blue? Okay, I'm good. Whew, I'm good. Fire burns. Am I right? I mean, fire burns, right? Okay, you know, as a kid, you're like, mom, you know, and you know, kids will ask their parents. They're like, you know, mom, you know, this is green, right? Yeah. You know, kids want to know that they're correct. You want to know that, and when it comes to politics, all you are being told on either side is you're wrong. And both sides have phenomenal logic. This Trump thing is driving people psychologically crazy. You know, anybody that talks about women that way, anybody that has gotten away with that sort of groping or whatever, it is very, very disgusting, and it is assaulting. Okay, that argument, I should be infallible. Then you have the other argument going, wait a second, you're going to really take, you know, something somebody was done 30 years ago or 11 years ago and try to use that now? Okay, I mean, all of a sudden this is coming up now. It didn't come up then, so it wasn't a problem back then. But you guys find it a problem now because it's political, and everybody does it. So you know, we're gonna now let the Supreme Court fall into the hands of the liberals because now you think this is a problem when you didn't think it was a problem years ago. So you know, you hear both sides. And that's what's frustrating. We as humans, we want to know there's either right or wrong, black or white, and that's not what we're getting. 1-877-DOCSALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Alright, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Alright, so I apologize. I'm having some issues here with our computer. This is just ridiculous. This, study or this article came out saying when complications arise, some hospitals get paid a lot more. According to a study that came out this week, they say Medicare pays some U.S. hospitals 2 to 3 times more than others to care for older adults. And for those who experience complications after major surgery, which kind of confuses me because I thought that these hospitals were getting dinged and getting what's the word for it, where they lose payments penalized for complications. They say those higher payments aren't always associated with better clinical care. The findings suggest that some hospitals deal with surgical complications like serious bleeding, infection, and kidney failure more efficiently than others. If we had found that they're spending more money, but they're actually saving people's lives, it's worth it, right? According to Dr. Harry Nathan. He's the study's senior author. He says, but that's actually not what we found. He's an assistant professor of surgery at the University of Michigan Medical School. He says they're not actually getting any better outcomes. Hospitals with the highest cost of rescue, the cost of keeping those patients from dying, also had higher adjusted rates of serious complications. Patients at these higher cost hospitals were no more likely to survive the first month after their operation or survive at all than patients at lower cost hospitals. Now that makes sense to me. I will tell you why. Anyway. So for those of you going, wait a second, you know, I live in Happy Town, USA, and Happy Town, USA does not really have a, you know, fancy schmancy hospital. So if they don't have a fancy schmancy hospital, I'm not going to get the best care. No, not true in the least. Okay, let me finish the study and then we'll dissect this. So they say using claims data from Medicare, which is a government-funded insurance program for older adults or individuals on disability, Nathan's team examined payments to hospitals for four elective surgeries from 2009 to 2012. These were replacing a hip, repairing an aortic aneurysm, or having a section of lung or intestine removed. These four procedures were selected because they're very common high-risk operations. They say records on more than 576,000 patients were evaluated, more than 1 in 10 patients having an aorta, which is the big blood vessel coming out of the heart, lung, or intestinal operation, and 1 in 50 hip replacement patients suffered from one of 8 major complications. So about 10% of people having a major aortic lung or intestinal operation, and 1 in 50 of the hip replacement either had blood clots, pneumonia, heart attack, lung, or kidney failure. They say death rates among patients with complications range anywhere from 3.4% for hip replacements to 18% for having a section of lung or intestine removed. Medicare paid the highest cost of rescue hospitals more than $60,000 for repairing an abdominal aortic aneurysm. The lowest cost of rescue hospitals got was $23,000. I don't understand why that's cost of rescue, because abdominal aortic aneurysms take years to develop. Are they kidding me? They say payments for total hip replacement were $41,000 for the highest cost of rescue hospitals and $19,000 for the lowest. There were similar disparities for other procedures. Nathan was surprised by the wide degree of variation, since Medicare's payment system is set up to minimize those differences. Says differing hospital-based prices or charges were not a factor. The researchers adjusted for data and for differences like labor costs. Like if you're in New York City versus you're in Wichita, it's going to cost more, okay? They say complications can happen even when everything is done correctly, during and after an operation. Having that said, some hospitals may simply be better recognizing when there is a problem and starting treatment earlier. So being proactive is good. They say Medicare is starting to reward, according to this study, they say this is good news. They say this is, to them, good news. Medicare is beginning to reward hospitals that provide efficient care and penalize those who do not. And that's going to be the key. What do they call efficient care? They call not having a not having a complication. Okay? And we've talked about how hospitals can make their numbers look good. They say the new financial incentives have already kicked in for knee and hip replacements and will soon roll out for cardiac procedures. They say there's a built-in incentive for all hospitals to try to address these issues, try and keep the cost down. All right. I'm already sick of the subject, and I tell you why I'm sick of the subject, okay? There's a couple things that I find really frustrating. One is people say, all right, a high fancy schmancy hospital is going to probably have doctors from Harvard. So it'll be a better hospital. And I'm going to tell you right now, I will take any student from the University of Nevada, Reno, from Toro University, from U of A, from John Hopkins, from Harvard, and not based on board scores, but I would give them a patient, and I would want to see how they instinctively pick up that something else is going on. You can't teach instinct in these medical schools. Remember I told you I've seen some physician assistants phenomenally handle patients better than some doctors and catch some things doctors missed. How would a physician assistant do that if they had less schooling? Because they had the instinct. I've seen nurses save more lives than any other profession. Nurses didn't go to medical school. Why? Because nurses, on the whole, spend more time with that patient. So they know when something is going wrong. Their instinct kicks in. So, you know, now you're looking at the hospitals. Okay, so these hospitals, all right, they may have more complications at one hospital than another. Now, why would there be more complications? Okay, well, on one end, you could be like, well, you know, was the medical provider an idiot? You know, did he not cover with the right antibiotic? Did he not wash his hands properly? Did he, you know, mismanage them? So it could be that the doctor's an idiot. But for the most part, doctors and nurses and staff aren't idiots. Okay, so then what else could be going on? Is there a lack of management? Okay, if there's somebody there stealing the narcotics and the drugs, and somebody is writhing in pain, and you have a medical provider there that decided to take the narcotic for himself and just inject some water or saline, let's say, into the line. Don't do water, that's dangerous. So the person's writhing in pain saying, I just got to get out of bed, I can't be there after this back surgery, the pain medicine's not working. He starts walking around and he falls. Is that the doctor's fault? Probably not. Is it the person that stole his medication's fault? Yes. Is it the hospital's fault? Liability-wise, it will be. So the hospital has to make sure nobody's stealing. Now, you aren't really allowed to have cameras on the patients. Patients need privacy. So, you know, so there has to be systems in place. You know, when it comes to somebody getting pneumonia, somebody having bleeding. Now, serious bleeding. Okay, now that could be caused by a variety of things. If a doctor nicks a vessel, and listen, we're not God. Okay, we are going in having to cut the wire. There's a lot of wires in there. And we pretty much know the wire we're going for. But if there's another wire in the way that moves in the way, and remember, a human body is not static. The human body just, you know, you're breathing. Your lungs are moving. As the blood is being pushed through the arteries, there's movement. So we have moving targets, okay? Not moving a big distance, but we still have moving targets. There's still a rhythm we need to jump into, okay? Just like when you do double dutch, jump rope, okay? There's a rhythm, and then you know exactly when to jump into it. So, I'm not sure what they're trying to say, that, hospitals are, you know, really raking and big when we don't want any complications, okay? And I know there was a lot of discussion that, you know, we should be changing the death certificate if somebody got an infection in a hospital. But sick people in an area where there's other sick people are going to be at risk. That's just what happens. Do we blame the hospital? 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works.
I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With my pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My pillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, many people think when a woman is on a period, that's not her best time. Okay? Or during times of her woman's cycle, women are going to struggle more. And I told you I had a book from the late 1800s. It was a medical book. And it was saying, it was actually, a lot of medical books were actually books that would also be, you know, written for lay people to have in their homes. Because you would do a lot of self-medicine. And they would say that girls on their periods shouldn't go to school. because there's all this energy being focused on the uterus, their brain and blood flow on their uterus, that their brain will not function as well as it should. And there's actually been a lot of discussion that, you know, if we could be politically correct about it, are there times of a woman's cycle where she actually is on her game or off her game? And I gotta tell you, when I have cramps, and when I'm bloated, and when I'm, I don't know, hemorrhaging, yeah, don't be giving me calculus to do. So I don't care if I put back women 40 years by saying, please don't give me anything heavy to do, you know, when I'm, you know, suffering from a bad period. I think I'm allowed to say that, okay? And guys, too, if you were hemorrhaging, if you were bloated, if you had a migraine, if you were nauseous, if you felt like, you know, crap and you were crampy, meaning you feel like you have the worst diarrhea in the world and nothing's coming out, you probably would not want to be doing calculus either. Okay? So let's just now negate any sort of loss of women's rights or progression that we've made. Progress. Okay. Now, there was a study, though, saying that women may actually become smarter right before their period. Now, where did they get this? This is very interesting. Okay, investigators are kind of looking at hormones and mood swings. We're really trying to look for premenstrual disorder and premenstrual dysphoria disorder, which is unfortunately a condition that affects, I think, 1 in 12 of us. And, you know, it involves a variety of symptoms, including mood swings, depression, lack of sleep, etc. So while they're studying this, they found something very interesting. And they found that the estrogen spike that we get when we ovulate enlarges the hippocampus. Now, the hippocampus is a part of the brain that helps us with our memories. It's also key in our emotions. So they say when estrogen is at its highest level during ovulation, which is actually 2 weeks in, okay, the brain structure was found to be at its largest. As estrogen levels drop, as a woman starts to menstruate, they say the brain area shrinks. Estrogen levels drop, progesterone rises because progesterone is trying to build up the uterus. You guys kind of know how the cycle goes. Basically, the estrogen slowly starts to increase to the point where the brain signals the ovulation. So a little egg pops out of the ovary. So the egg pops out of the ovary, then it goes into the fallopian tube. It's there for a couple days waiting for sperm, slowly traveling down the fallopian tube. Okay, if sperm don't go through, get up through the vagina, into the cervix, up into the uterus, up through the fallopian tube, it won't fertilize in the fallopian tube. So the egg just continues to fall. Now, the egg, when it continues to fall, whether it's fertilized or not, is going to need something plump and juicy and fluffy and comfortable and jelly-like to land on. So your body starts to already get that progesterone up and start building up that uterus lining. Okay? Because remember, once you fertilize, it still takes a while for that zygote, that fertilized egg, to start sending the proper signals to the body that you're pregnant. So the body's not going to wait till you're fertilized to start increasing the progesterone. It's just going to do it anyway. So the egg now travels out of the fallopian tube, not fertilized. So the uterus goes, okay, what's going on? You're coming in. The egg's like, wee. What's going on? You're pregnant or not? And the egg's like, why? What's that? Huh? And the uterus is like, nah, she's not pregnant. Okay, and then all these hormones go and they tell the brain, nah, she's not pregnant. Well, you know, she never shaves her legs. She always wears these muumuus. And honestly, her show drives us all crazy. I know it does. But anyway, Dahlia's not pregnant. So what do we want to do? We got this egg and I got all this juicy endometrial lining. All right, let's dump it. bitch. So the hormones start to drop, and you know, because they're like, okay, you know what, time to go on break. It's not happening. Let's go take our break. And you know, my body is it's unionized, so they take the union break, and it, I mean, it, they will be on break like clockwork. They will take the break. So the hormones drop, and then you shed, because you don't want you want fresh lining every month. So it dumps out the majority of that lining and the blood, and blood comes with it, etc. So you shed. And then your body starts to restart. I'm going, all right, let's get ready for the next month. Maybe Dahlia will be nicer to her husband this time around. You know, maybe she'll actually arouse her husband. I know she never arouses. There's nothing arousing about her. Well, she's not going to get pregnant then. Somebody needs to teach her how to arouse her husband. So then the hormones start to go rise again, and the ovary's like, okay, we're going to do it again. We're going to shoot out an egg. Let's see if Dahlia can make something happen. It goes way back to fallopian tube. And that is a menstrual cycle. That's a menstrual cycle, okay? Now, one thing with that story I told you, okay? The reason why I told you that story is, what did my brain do after that egg ovulated? They had a big union meeting. They did. They had a big union meeting. So they were talking, and there was this big, huge discussion over, okay, the egg's out. Let's see what's going on. Let's start beefing up the, okay, so a lot of activity has to go on. So as far as I'm concerned, I mean, everybody was peacocking, and there was a lot of big muscle. There was a lot of presence with the brain. So I wouldn't be surprised if CTs, and it's very interesting that it was CTs, but also I think MRIs were used. Was it CTs or MRIs? I think it was MRIs were used, they don't say, to show that there were some changes and some increase in size. Now, progesterone didn't do anything. And why? What happened with that story? The progesterone was supposed to kind of beef up the area there, and then it, you know, then it shed. But the estrogen seemed to be more of a trigger for this all to happen. So it makes sense. So basically, they looked at a 32-year-old woman. They MRI'd her every 2 to 3 days over her two menstrual cycles. So they conducted 30 scans over 2 months, and each scan was conducted at 7:30 in the morning. So they tried to keep everything static with very little variable. Lead author Claudia Barth wrote that we found that in parallel to the rising estrogen levels leading up to ovulation, the hippocampus also increases in volume, the volume of the gray matter, as well as that of the white matter. So even other parts of the brain grew. So women may actually, quote unquote, they say, be able to have better memory and be smarter with that estrogen spike and getting ready to now. So what does that mean for people who would get depression and mood disorders? Well, if we could actually see the changes of the brain, that means we are on to something here. And that this is a very, this could actually not only be hormonal, but very physical, very anatomical, we say. So I think it's absolutely fascinating. You know, as for me, I'm not planning to get pregnant. Again, you know, after the two kids, it was so hard to get my husband worked up just to even come into the bedroom with me. I mean, honestly, you know, I'm really not, I don't know what it was. I used to be a hot thing, and now I just, I don't know, I let myself go. I'm not very, you know, what I talk to him about isn't very sexy. I don't know what it is. But I do really, really thank my hormones for being able to give me two kids. Okay? Very lucky. I still don't know how I got pregnant. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.